that's the life of Riley when it's Pabst Blue Ribbon you drink. The finest beer served anywhere, so let the glasses clink. Oh, east or west or north or south, there's nothing like it at all. Yes, you're living the life of Riley when for Pabst Blue Ribbon you call. When for Pabst Blue Ribbon you call.
Pabst Blue Ribbon, finest beer served anywhere, proudly presents The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. Chester A. Riley may have many faults as a husband and father, for he's only human. But even Riley's worst enemy would agree that there is one section of his brain that is unique. That's the section devoted to memory. Here in this little dark corner, located near the rear of Riley's well-shaped skull, our hero stores up important details. Facts that most ordinary men have long since forgotten. For instance, if you asked him about the Jess Willard-Jack Dempsey fight for the heavyweight championship of the world, Riley would say,
Jack Dempsey, weight 187, knocked out Jess Willard, weight 245, at Toledo, Ohio on July 4th, 1919, in 1 minute and 15 seconds of the third round.
Or if you asked him about the seventh game of the 1947 World Series.
That was on October 6th at the Yankee Stadium. The Yankees won 5-2. The batting order for the Dodgers was Stanky, Reese, Robinson, Walker, Hermansky, Edwards, Fiorillo, Lavagetto, and Gregg.
And if you asked him the date of his wife's birthday, he'd say,
huh? Her birthday. Well, that's on... No, don't tell me. I know it. It's on January 12th. No. September the 1st. No. August 23rd. Huh? No. Well, it's somewhere around there. I'll remember it when the time comes.
Well, the time has come. June 2nd, to be exact. And will Riley remember? This is the question that's being raised right now in the Riley kitchen.
I bet he doesn't, Mother.
I bet he does.
Well, if he remembers, it'll be the first time in 20 years.
You'd think he'd remember his own wife's birthday. Men.
I bet your pop will remember. You want to bet? I'll bet you 50 cents.
Save your money, Junior.
Come on, Babs. You want to bet? Here's my 50 cents.
I don't want to take your money. Daddy won't remember.
Well, my dough's on the line. Put up or shut up. Come on. Put up your money. Put your money where your mouth is.
What, Junior? That's no way to talk to your sister. You sound like a hoodlum. Where'd you learn such language?
From Pop. Come on, Babs, what do you say?
All right, I'll bet you wise guy, 50 cents.
Okay, it's a bet.
Oh, the door.
I'll get it, Mom.
Oh, hi, Junior. I forgot my key.
Shh, stay outside for a minute. I want to talk to you.
Yeah? What's up, Junior?
I got some important information for you.
Yeah? What?
Well, it should be worth something to you.
What? You're offering to sell me information? You, my own son?
Well, gee, Pop.
I'm shocked. You're nothing but a common informer. And as far as I'm concerned, there's only one thing lower than an informer. And that's the person who buys the information from him. How much?
$1.
50 cents.
Yeah, it's worth $1, easy.
Yeah, how do I know that?
Well, I'll tell you what, Pop. Right. I'll give the information, and then if you don't think it's worth $1, you don't have to pay me.
Well, that's fair enough.
But you got to be on the level.
You can trust me.
Okay.
Well, what's the dope?
Today is Mom's birthday.
Today? Her birthday? Today? Are you sure?
Sure.
Oh, I knew it all the time.
You did not. You owe me $1.
Oh, no, it ain't worth $1. You said I could pay you what I think it's worth.
Well, how much?
Well, I'll meet you halfway. Here's a nickel.
A nickel?
Sure, I knew today was her birthday.
Then where's her present?
Well, I got it.
Where?
I'm giving her a kiss.
Some present. You're just trying to get out of pain.
Listen, you're too fresh for a kid your age.
That's you out there, Ronnie.
There's your mother. Now stop bothering me. Little stool pigeon.
Well, what are you standing out here for?
Oh, just getting a nose full of fresh air. I was just coming in. Oh, hi, Beth.
Hello, Daddy.
Well? What are you looking at me like that, Peg? Think I forgot, huh?
Forgot what?
Happy birthday, Dumplin.
Oh, you remembered, you darling.
Well, of course I remembered. You don't think I'd forget my own darling wife's birthday? Well, I'm surprised at you, Peg. What do you take me for?
Oh, I'm sorry, dear.
Well, I should think you would be. Why, all week long I kept saying to myself, Riley, remember, your sweet little wife will be 40 on Friday.
36.
Yeah. Sorry. I never was much good at counting. But I made sure that I wouldn't forget. I wrote it down in my notebook. I marked my pocket calendar. And to make absolutely sure...
I told him.
Yeah, Junior told... Junior!
So that's how you knew.
Well, I'd have remembered anyway.
Oh, of course.
Dumplin, I didn't have a chance to pick up a little present for you.
Well, that doesn't matter, dear.
Oh, yes, it does. I'll tell you what. We're going to celebrate. I'm taking you out for a good time. Anywhere you say.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
Yeah, okay, you name it. Anything to make you happy. Where do you want to go?
Well, I'd love...
How about the wrestling matches?
Well, I'd rather go...
I know. I'll take you bowling, huh?
Well, if you really want to make me happy, take me to see South Pacific.
South Pacific? Well, okay, we'll go. What's the other picture playing with it?
Daddy, it's not a movie. It's a play, a musical. It's a big hit. You must have heard of it. It's been playing in New York for over a year with Ezio Pinza.
Ezio who?
Ezio Pinza.
Never heard of him.
Oh. You never heard of Ezio Pinza? He used to be with the Metropolitan.
An insurance agent?
The Metropolitan Opera.
Oh. Okay, you want to see South Pacific, we'll go tonight, huh?
Well, then you'll have to get tickets right away.
Well, we can get them at the box office.
Oh, no. You have to get them in advance.
It's a sellout, Daddy. People stand in lines 2 blocks long waiting to get tickets.
Oh, go on. That's just publicity. All them people standing in line are being paid for it by the management. That fools you into thinking the show's a hit. I'll get 2 tickets. You'll see.
Well, then try real hard, dear. I'm dying to see that show, and don't disappoint me.
Don't worry, honey. You'll see it. I promise you.
I'm depending on you, dear, so please.
I know I've made a lot of promises before, and even if I didn't get you the car, the fur coat, the pearl necklace, the Bendix washing machine, the sterling silver tea set, the baby grand piano, the black lace nightgown, and the garbage disposal. Trust me, this is one time you won't be disappointed. Oh, hello, Peg.
Well, where are you, Riley?
I'm down at the plant. I'm using the phone in the boss's office.
Well, what are you doing there?
I dropped in to ask him about the foreman's job. I'm waiting for him now.
Oh, again. You've been asking him for months.
I'll get it yet. I got to keep after him.
Now, forget it, Riley. It's hopeless.
I ain't giving up yet. But listen, Peg, that's not why I called. What are you doing tonight, honey?
Well, nothing. Why?
Oh, yes, you are. You remember mentioning a certain show to me?
Huh? You got the tickets?
Yes, sir, and the best in the house.
You did?
Yep.
Oh, you're a darling. Well, how'd you get them? At the box office?
Nah, I couldn't get near. There was a line a mile long, but I got them. Box seats.
Box seats?
Yeah.
Where did you get box seats?
From Digger Odell, the Undertaker.
Where did he get them?
From a customer who has no more use for them. He's in another box. I need another box in the theater. Now, listen, beautiful. You get all dolled up and be ready by 7:30, huh?
Well, what about dinner?
I'll grab a sandwich on the way home. Now, you be ready. We don't want to be late.
Oh, don't worry. I wouldn't miss a minute of South Pacific for anything. Oh, darling, I'm so excited.
Wait, well, here comes the boss. I got to hang up. Goodbye, Peg.
Goodbye, dear.
Riley, what are you doing here?
Oh, I'm waiting for you, boss. It's about that foreman's job.
See me next week, Riley.
Yeah, but, boss, you said that.
Riley, would you stop bothering me? I have more important things on my mind right now. One of my best customers is in town. Good for $1 million worth of business a year. Promised him 2 tickets for South Pacific for tonight, and I just can't get hold of any. Tried everywhere. I'd give anything for a pair of tickets.
You would, boss?
Go along with you, Riley.
Yeah, but, boss...
Riley, will you please get out of here?
Yeah, but, boss, I could let you have a couple of tickets for South Pacific.
Riley, I'm in no mood.
Well, no, here they are. Look, there. Box seats there.
Riley. This is wonderful. It's a miracle. How much you want for these? Name your price. Sky's the limit.
Well, I don't want to take money from you, boss.
By George Riley, you're a prince. But I won't let you give these to me. No, sir, I insist on paying you the box office price. And a little something extra for yourself. Now, let's see. It's $4.80 each. That's $9.60. Here's $10. Keep the change, Riley.
Oh, thanks.
You just saved my life. I can't tell you what this means to me. And I won't forget this in a hurry. Believe me, my boy.
Yeah, I know you won't.
Well, good night, Riley. Thank you again.
Yeah, boss, by the way, you'll keep me in mind for that job. Huh?
Job? What job?
Well, the foreman's job.
Huh? Oh, that one. That was filled weeks ago. Something else might turn up one of these days. You never can tell. Say, it's getting late, Riley. I don't want to keep you.
Yeah, but boss...
Good night, Riley.
Yeah, but I... But wait. What a revolting development this is. Yeah, it's me.
Oh, well, I thought you'd never get here. It's late. Did you eat?
No, I'm not hungry, Peg.
Well, I'm all ready, and it's getting late. We better go.
Oh, there's no hurry.
But the curtain goes up at 8:30. Now, it takes a half hour to get to the theater, and it's 1:45 now, so we better... Well, Riley, what's wrong?
Well, the fact is, you see, I... Well,
Come on. You can tell me on the way to the theater.
Yeah, but Peg... But,
come on, dear. Let's go. Well, now, what is it?
Well, Peg, you see, you remember yesterday we were talking about all the promises I made and I couldn't live up to?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the car, the fur coat, the pearl necklace, the washing machine, the sterling silver tea set, the baby grand piano, the black lace nightgown, and the garbage disposal.
Yes.
We'll add on 2 tickets to South Pacific.
What? Riley, you didn't get the tickets.
No. I got them all right. Only...
Only what?
I gave them away.
You gave them away?
To Mr. Stevenson.
Oh. How could you do such a thing? You promised me. You knew how much this meant
to
me. You made me get all dressed up and
then... Peg, will you let me explain? I didn't just give him away. I did it so I could get the foreman's job.
I'll never forgive you for this as long as... The foreman's job?
Well, sure. Stevenson was in a jam. He needed 2 tickets for South Pacific, and he said he'd give anything for them. It was just a break I was waiting for, so I gave him the tickets, and I asked him for the job. You should have seen the way he threw his arms around me and hugged me. He practically kissed me like we was pals.
Oh... Well, that's different, if you did it for a job. Well, it's only a show, after all. I guess I can live without seeing it. The job is certainly more important.
Sure.
Means more money every week, and you can certainly use it. We got to think of the future.
Sure.
And this job will mean a great deal to all of us.
Sure. It's too bad I didn't get it.
You didn't get it. You didn't get it.
No, it's just one of those things. Now, cheer up, darling. Remember, we're celebrating your birthday.
My birthday? A fine birthday you've given me.
Now, don't cry. Now, it's silly to cry.
First, you promised me tickets for South Pacific. Then you give them to your boss.
Oh, now, Peg, wait a minute, Peg. No, don't cry. Don't cry. Every time you cry,
Pabst Blue Ribbon will bring you the second act of The Life of Riley in just a moment.
What do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon. What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
In Texas on the Rio Grande, their cowboys have a favorite brand. They serve it at your local bar. Sing out, partner, for PBR.
What do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Smoother flavors.
Finest beer served anywhere. Pabst Blue Ribbon. Prove it yourself with a 3-way experts test. 1, your eyes are pleased with that blue ribbon clearness and sparkle. 2, your nose is teased with the aroma of blue ribbon hops. 3, your taste agrees.
Finest beer served anywhere.
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
And now, back to The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley with Paula Winslow and John Brown. Well, Peg's birthday has come and gone, leaving in its wake domestic disaster. If only Riley hadn't given his boss the two tickets to South Pacific. But the fact remains that he did. It's been 4 hours since Riley shattered Peg's dream of a gay evening. And now, late at night, the unhappy couple have gone to bed. But Riley may never sleep again. Right now, he lies tormented, trying to devise some method of winning back the love of the wife he adores.
Peg. Peg. Peggy, darling.
Peg!
Peggy, darling. Peg, talk to me. I can't sleep. I'm lying here tossing. You gotta talk to me. After all, we're husband and wife. Trapped in the same room. After all, it was no harm done.
No harm done! You have the nerve, the unmitigated gall, to tell me there was no harm done.
Now, wait a minute, Peg.
A fat lot you care about my feelings.
Take it easy, Peg. Of course I care.
You gave me your solemn promise. I wouldn't be disappointed this time. Oh, no. You and your promises. I wouldn't give a plugged nickel for one of your promises. And this isn't the first time either. It's the same story every year.
All right, Peg, that's enough. It's 1 o'clock.
On my last birthday, you promised me a sunny weekend in Palm Springs. Where did I wind up? Right here.
Okay, but at least I borrowed a sun lamp from the barber shop. I tried.
Oh, sure. You always try.
Well, next year it'll be different. I promise you that on your 41st birthday...
I'm only 36! Oh. All the years we've been married, did you ever live up to one single promise? Oh, you get me all keyed up and excited. That's what you do.
Well, Peg, it's 3 o'clock. Will you let me get some sleep?
You tell me to get all dressed up. Then you haven't even got the decency to tell me the truth straight off. You let me go out of the house first. Walk half a block. It's bad enough you gave your boss the tickets.
For the love of Mike, Peg, it's 5 o'clock.
But on top of that, you didn't even get the job. I never heard of anything so...
Dumb?
Dumb isn't the word.
Well, how would you like asinine?
That's perfect. I never heard of anything so asinine in my whole life. Oh, you're just a born sucker. You let people walk all over you.
Peg, please don't start again. You told me over and over. Didn't you talk enough? It's 7 o'clock a.m. I gotta go to work.
Well, go. Go, go. What are you waiting for?
Well, ain't you gonna kiss me goodbye?
Oh!
Oh, why did I ever give those tickets away? 2 days she hasn't said a word to me. You talk to someone and they don't answer. I can't stand it.
You can't stand it. How do you think I feel?
Digger, it's you.
Yes, it is I indeed. Digby Odell, the friendly undertaker.
What are you doing around here, Digger?
Oh, I've just come from the annual get-together of the BTTSM.
BTTSM?
The Undertakers, Embalmers, and Pallbearers Back to the Soil Movement. It's a garden club. All year long at home, we plant things in boxes. And then at the annual party, prizes are awarded for the best specimens.
I'm glad someone's having fun.
Ah, yes. It's fun to plant and see things come up. Makes a nice change. And this time I carried off first prize. I submitted a new kind of wreath. The flowers spell out a touching little poem.
A poem?
Yes, mine went like this. If you like magic, say hocus pocus, and you'll find me beneath this crocus. You...
Listen, Digger, I'm in a jam. I got to get hold of 2 tickets for South Pacific.
But I got you 2 the other day.
Yeah, I know, but I gave them away.
You what?
Yeah.
After I went to all the trouble? Riley, for 2 cents, I'd lay you out.
I couldn't help it, Digger. My boss needed them, so I...
Why do you always let people walk all over you?
Well, I can't help it. I guess people won't stop walking all over me till the day I die.
On the contrary, that's when they start walking all over you.
Digger, couldn't you dig up two more tickets for me?
You'd be surprised at what I can dig up. But not tickets.
If I don't take Peg to see South Pacific, she'll never talk to me again.
Oh, my. Well, if it's that serious, I may be able to do something for you.
You will? How? How, Digger?
I know the company manager very well.
Yeah.
We were in the Army together in the First World War. In the Air Force.
An undertaker in the Air Force?
I was in ground school. Well, come along. If you want to see South Pacific, we'd better be shoveling off.
Hello, is that you, Junior?
Yeah, hi, Pop.
Where's your mother?
She's here.
Oh, well, put her on the phone.
Okay, just a minute.
I love you is all that I can say.
Hello.
Peg?
No, it's Junior.
Well, where's your mother?
She says she doesn't want to talk to you.
Listen, Junior, you put your mother on the phone.
Well, hold on, Pop.
No.
Hello?
Peg?
No, it's Babs.
Babs, you put that phone on your mother.
Daddy, she doesn't want to talk to you.
Listen, you tell her I'm still the boss and what I say goes. And if she knows what's good for her, she better come to the phone. You tell her that.
I'll tell her.
I love you. I love you. I love you.
Hello?
A Peg?
It's Babs.
I told you to tell your mother.
I told her.
Well, what did she say?
Well, she said, well...
Well, what?
Well, I don't want to repeat it in front of Junior.
Listen, Babs. You tell her I'm down at the Philharmonic Auditorium. And if she wants to see South Pacific tonight...
Hello, Riley.
Peg, listen. Come right down to the Philharmonic. We're going to see South Pacific tonight.
What? But how
Look,
did you...
Look, it's getting late. Now, if you want to be on time for the show, you better get right down here.
But, Riley...
Peg, will you trust me? Did I ever steer you wrong? Now, hurry up. Peg, here I am over here.
Oh, what a crowd. I could hardly get through.
Well, what took you so long? It's late.
Well, I couldn't get a bus.
All right, hurry up. Let's go on in. The show's ready to start.
Riley, where in the world did you get tickets?
I don't need tickets. I got a pass.
A pass? Yes. But how
I'll
did you get...
I'll explain later. Now, hurry up.
Tickets, please.
Oh, yeah. Here you are.
Yes, go right in.
Oh, well, come on, Peg. You see, he said go right in. I see. We go over there.
Oh, well, where are our seats?
Well, the fact is we haven't got seats. We'll have to stand.
What?
Well, that's the best I could do, Peg.
Well, oh, all right. I don't mind standing for this show. But where will we stand?
Stand right where you are.
Here? In the middle of the aisle?
Well, don't stand there all the time. Keep moving up and down.
Moving up and down?
Yeah. And while you're doing it, hand out these programs.
You mean to say I'm an usher? An usher?
Well, what are you squawking about? You're lucky. I won't even see the show. I'll be down in the men's lounge picking up cigarette butts.
In just a moment, Riley will return. Tomorrow morning when you're shopping, just remember this. When the man asks, what'll you have? Tell him, Pabst Blue Ribbon. For Pabst Blue Ribbon, in the bottle or in the can, gives you the smoother, smoother, smoother taste that makes a weekend picnic absolutely perfect. Fried chicken, deviled eggs, sandwiches. Every kind of warm weather food tastes better when you enjoy it with the finest beer served. Anywhere. Outdoors or indoors, when anyone asks, what'll you have? There's just one answer. Pabst Blue Ribbon. What else?
And you really liked the show, I think.
Oh, it was wonderful.
And you're not sore at me anymore?
Well, I really should be, for tricking me the way you did. And Usher. Oh, but the show was so good, I really didn't mind.
Oh, yeah, it was great. I enjoyed it, too.
Well, you saw it?
Yeah.
I thought you were picking up cigarettes in the lounge.
Oh, well, I got through with that 1, 2, 3. I put up a no-smoking sign. So I saw most of the show.
Oh, it was really lovely.
Yeah.
So romantic. I'm glad it turned out to be a happy ending.
Well, I don't think it was a happy ending.
Well, don't be silly. The nurse marries the French planter in the end, doesn't she?
Yeah, well, that's the trouble. They won't be happy. He's so much older than her.
Well, that's the wonderful part of
it. That kind of marriage never works out. It never works out when the man is older.
Well, look at us.
Well, we're practically the same age. I'm 40 and you're...
I'm what?
36. And many happy returns of the day. And things will be different on your next birthday when you'll be 35. Say, Mr. Wallington, do you know the most important question they're asking these days from Brooklyn to L.A.?
Why, sure, Riley. What'll you have?
No, not in Brooklyn, it ain't. In Brooklyn, they say, what'll yous have?
Oh, yeah? Well, the answer's always the same. Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Pabst Blue Ribbon, dear.
Smoother, smoother, smoother flavor. Zest and sparkle, millions flavor. Taste that smoother, smoother flavor.
Pabst Blue Ribbon, dear.
Finest beer served anywhere. Pabst Blue Ribbon. Prove it yourself with a three-way experts test. 1, your eyes are pleased with that blue ribbon clearness and sparkle. 2, your nose is teased with the aroma of blue ribbon hops. 3, your taste agrees.
Finest beer served anywhere.
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Now, here's a word from the man who makes Riley so smiley.
Folks, this is Riley, alias William Bendix. I'd like to talk to you about something very important to all of us. You know what traffic accidents are. They're something that happened to other people, but not to you. Your life is charmed. When you sit behind the wheel of your car, nothing can harm you. Nothing can touch you. It's impossible that you could be the victim of a traffic smash-up. Doesn't that sound a little ridiculous? Of course it does. But that's the thinking of the majority of America's drivers. And that's the thinking that causes traffic accidents. The truth of the matter is that unless you drive safely and lawfully, an accident can happen to you. Last year, it happened to 32,000 persons who died as a result. It happened to more than 1 million others. They were the lucky ones. They were only injured. In every single case, the National Safety Council reports that at least one traffic law was violated. So when you drive your car, remember that your only guarantee of safety is lawful driving. Obey the traffic regulations and drive carefully. The care you take may save a life, and that life may be your own. Good night, folks.
Pabst Blue Ribbon invites you to join us again next week to hear The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. The Life of Riley is produced by Irving Brecker by arrangement with Universal International Pictures, which will soon release Peggy, starring Diana Lynn and Charles Coburn. Tonight's script is by Alan Lipscott and Reuben Shipp. Music by Lou Kozloff. Mrs. Riley is Paula Winslow. Digger Odell is John Brown. Babs is Louise Erickson. Junior is Bobby Ellis. And Mr. Stevenson is Alan Reed. The Life of Riley is brought to you by the Pabst Brewing Company of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Newark, New Jersey, and Peoria, Illinois. And sent your way with the best wishes of Pabst Blue Ribbon dealers from coast to coast. Jimmy Wallington speaking.
Stay tuned for Sports Stories by Bill Stern on NBC.